Hi, Boston Center TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
What? What was that? JFK?
We don't know.
So you don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... we don't know. We don't know where he's going. He's heading towards Kennedy. He's, like I said, he's like 35 miles north of Kennedy now at 367 knots.
Okay.
No idea where he's going.
If you could please give us a call and let us know, you know, any information, that would be great.
Okay. Right now, I guess we're trying to work on, I guess...
Wait, then what? I'm sorry.
We'll call you right back as soon as we know more info.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you said stress in the cockpit.
I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during an exercise. I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during an exercise. FCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this lat long 4115, 7436, or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. What we're going to do, we're going to hit up every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z point that we put on the scope. 29,000 heading 190. We're just going to do, we're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's not, and there's been supposedly there's threats in the cockpit. So we're just, we're doing the thing. True. And probably right now, with what's going on in the cockpit, is probably really crazy, so that probably needs to, that will simmer down and we'll probably get some better information.
Is there any
plane to
what?
No, sir.
The 737?
What?
The World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to? Get pass it to them.
Oh my God. Oh God. Oh my God.
Got update New York.
Here, gain the Princess ID.
See if they lost altitude on that plane altogether.
Yes, ma'am, did you just hear the information regarding the World Trade Center? No, being hit by an aircraft.
I'm sorry?
Being hit by an aircraft.
You're kidding.
It's on the world news.
This is what I got.
You hear about that input about
possible news? The 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is your real world. And we're trying to confirm this.
Okay.
Continue taking the fighters down to the New York City area, AFK area as best as we can. Make sure that the FAA clears your route all the way through. Just do what we gotta do, okay? Just press with it. It looks like somebody... It looks like this guy could have hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he crashed into the World Trade Center.
That is the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center?
Yep, disregard the tail number.
Disregard the tail number. He did crash into the World Trade Center.
That's what we believe, yes.
Copy with that. Thank you, sir. Go ahead. So, Sergeant Drew here. We need to have... Are you given confirmation that Max 11 was...
No, we're not going to confirm that at this time. We just know an aircraft that's crashed in, and,
Is anyone up there tracking primary on this guy's field?
No. The last hit we had was about 15 miles east of JFK, or 8 miles east of JFK was our last primary hit. He did slow down in speed. The primary that we had, it slowed down below around 300 knots.
Okay.
But that was the last thing we had on him.
Okay. And then we lost him.
Yeah, and then we lost him.
They have a second possible hijack.
Is this explosion part of that that we're looking at now on TV?
Yes.
Now grounding all the aircraft
across the hijack also at United Airways
Center. Where they're working at right now.
Two lanes?
He was in Whiskey 105.
Get the fuck out.
I think this is a bit different.
Is this explosion part of that that we're looking at now on TV?
Boston
yes.
is now grounding all
the second hijack also at United Airways Center.
Where they're working at right now.
Two planes?
He was in Whiskey 105.
Get the fuck out.
See, I think this is a damn airplane.
Right, the tanker, he's on his way back.
Okay, Fachi. Plug in.
Comes up on three.
How long? I'm going to make sure that it works.
This is what I foresee that we probably need to do. We need to talk to FAA. We need to tell them if this stuff's going to keep on going, we need to take those fighters
and then put them over Manhattan.
Okay? That's the best thing. That's the best play right now. So, coordinate with the FAA, tell them if there's more out there, which we don't know, let's get them over Manhattan. At least we got some kind of play.
Yeah, he has six.
My recommendation, if we have to take anybody out large aircraft, we use AIM-9s in the face.
We'll get them out of our way.
If an 8B.
Yeah, he has six.
My recommendation, if we have to take anybody out large aircraft, we use AIM-9s in the face.
We'll get them out of our way.
If an 8B. Shit.
Give me a location.
Now, that's the one we take.
Third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington.
Hijack towards Washington.
Shit. Give me a location.
Now, that's the one we take.
Third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington.